Dorsey to probe defense methods. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, the 4th of May, 1914, page 1, column 2. C.W. Burke and Jimmy Wren will undergo a severe grilling by the solicitor today. C.W. Burke and Jimmy Wren, the two private detectives attached to the counsel for Leo M. Frank, will appear before Judge Ben Hill this morning at the Capitol when the hearing for a retrial will be resumed to answer to charges of bribery and criminal operations that have been made against them by various witnesses. It is reported that the many charges of bribery and crooked operations made recently will be investigated by the grand jury when it goes into its next session on the request of Solicitor Dorsey. Dorsey neither denied nor corroborated this report. He refused to discuss it. He would not say, however, that he did not intend pushing such charges before the grand jury. He smiled when approached on the subject, saying, "I have nothing to say. Please content yourself with awaiting developments." Detective William J. Burns has left the city for Oklahoma. He stated on his departure, however, that he would return within 10 days or less, and that his investigation would continue during his absence under the supervision of Dan S. Lahan, who has been subpoenaed to appear before Judge Hill this morning. Another charge of bribery has been made against operatives for the defense. J.S. Duffy, the witness who was put in jail under an attachment issued for Solicitor Dorsey by Judge Hill upon being released, recanted the affidavit he made for the defense and declared that the statement he made on the witness stand was the truth. He has stated that he was bribed by investigators for Frank's counsel to tell the story which he told in the defense affidavit and supplied Solicitor Dorsey with names of the alleged bribers. They will be forced to make explanations today when the hearing is resumed before Judge Hill. Sensations are expected when Mr. Dorsey again takes up his countershowing against the defense retrial motion. It is stated that he has an amount of additional evidence which is to be submitted this morning, and that much of it is even more sensational than the startling evidence which has already been produced.